got Ribby back now from San Diego. Ribby?
Hey, boys.
Hey. How you doing?
I'm just a little tired, that's all.
Why are you tired?
Well, it's a time difference or something going on here.
Yeah, you're used to New Jersey time. It's 10 o'clock in New Jersey, but 7 o'clock where you are now.
Got the damn jet lag. Let me get a shot of go-go juice here. Wow, that's a pick-me-up. That'll get you going. How's everyone down there in Dallas? People got a lot of talent down there. Hello, Plano Forney Decatur.
Well, let's talk Super Bowl. I know you're out there covering it. What
yeah,
are
your... boys geared up for the big game, huh?
Oh, yeah, always geared up for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, wish you were here. San Diego has been a fun.
Really?
Yeah, I tell you, I love San Diego. I go to that zoo, you know, and I make fun of them damn monkeys, and I throw batteries at the giraffe, and I even climb into the cage and laugh at the hyenas every once in a while.
Don't throw batteries at the... They might do that out in New Jersey. You're not supposed to do that at a fine place like San Diego Zoo.
Yeah, I don't have the best of accommodations. I'm staying at the Vagabond Inn down here.
Figures.
Where the sheets are dirty, but the syringes are clean.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. It's one of those places where a burger from room service is $15, but a favor from a transsexual is only
$10. Oh, come on.
Hey, city boys.
Golly.
Ready for my report?
Yeah, we're ready for that report.
All right. Here comes the Paul's report to Dallas. And 3, 2, 1. John Elway has been a quality John Elway. He is preparing for the big game. But John better watch out, because the pack is also preparing for the big game contest about football. I was at Media Day yesterday, and I spoke with William Henderson, the impressive running man from Green Bay Pack. He said this about the game.
Well, I mean, you know, we're going to, you know, it's a big game for us, and we're going to get out there and, you know, try to put some points on the board and try to make it happen.
I thank the great William Henderson for those impressive comments. I then asked Reggie White what it was like to be in his second Super Bowl when, for so many years, people thought he might never get a ring.
Well, I mean, you know, we're going to get out there and, you know, try to put some points on the board and play off random football and try to make it happen.
I also thank great Reggie White for his impressive contribution. Then even Mr. MVP got in on the action. Brett Favre told the media just how much he loves San Diego.
Well, I mean, you know, we're going to get out there and, you know, try to put some points on the board and play off random football and try to make it happen.
Mike Holmgren, the coaching man, USA, good man, Mike Holmgren, he was at no loss for words when the press painted him into a corner asking about the keys to this impressive game called the Super Bowl.
I mean, you know, we're going to, you know, this is a big game for us. We're going to get out there and, you know, try to put some points on the board and play off random football and try to make it happen.
Even Chris Berman from the media himself was excited when he did some stuff. So here's a cut of that, too.
Well, I mean, you know, we're going to, you know, for us, and we're going to get out there and, you know, try to put some points on the board and play off random football and try to make it happen.
So as you can see, things are really heating up here in the land of a thousand lakes. There's one word on everyone's mind being Super Bowl. This is Remy Paltz reporting live from America on Wednesday. 3, 2, 1.
You don't have to count at the end.
That was not a bad report.
It was a good attempt, you know, to involve some what we call actualities in the business.
Yeah, that's what I call actuality. Yeah, Josh.
But I'm not sure that those were actually the people that you said that it
right.
was supposed to be. I think you may not have gone to Media Day.
What, are you doubting my integrity there, Miller Man?
Well, yeah. Just a little
think
bit.
I'm just some old washed-up fool whose addiction to morphine over these many years has rotted his brain? Well, you can go to hell, you hear me?
Whoa, I apologize. Easy. I take it back. I'm sorry if I implied anything.
I'm sorry. That morphine thing really did kind of rot my brain. All right, boys. I'll talk to you later from the big game in Super Bowl Town, USA.
All right. Well, thanks for that report. See ya.